All adults think teenagers are a nightmare. According to them, we're moody, argumentative, rude, and disruptive. But have any adults ever stopped to think that perhaps they are responsible for the unpredictable and confusing way we behave? Take me, for instance. I may be a teenage nightmare, but this is all to do with my parents, not me. With my mother, I stamp my feet, storm out of shops in the middle of arguments, and moan until I get my own way. Just last week, for example, I persuaded Mom to buy me a pair of shoes that she had said I couldn't have. My father, on the other hand, turns me into a shining example of teenage perfection. I do as he asks, I don't answer back, and I happily accept that no means no. My parents have very different parenting styles. While my dad brings out the best in me by being calm and reasonable and treating me like an adult, my mom, like so many other parents of teenagers, inadvertently makes me want to rebel by being combative and speaking to me as though I'm still a child. Last summer, after yet another row in the shop with my mother, I decided to start writing down the way I felt about things. A few more rows later, and I'd written more than 10,000 words of advice for parents. In December, having contacted various publishers, I signed a book deal. My parenting book, How Teenagers Think, is going to be published next year. The first of its type, actually, written by a teenager. Much of my book is based on my own experiences, but I've also interviewed my friends about their parents. Surprisingly, we all share similar views on what our parents are doing wrong. And it usually comes down to the fact that our parents care too much about us and don't want to let us grow up. For example, Mom drove me crazy a few weeks ago when she kept worrying I'd broken my neck after I fell off my bike. Yes, my neck hurt, but I'd been to the doctor and he told me I was fine. So why did she want to take me to hospital? Instead of fussing around their teenagers like we're small children, parents could be using our desire to feel grown up to their advantage. If we're behaving badly, why not tell us straight out we don't deserve to be treated like an adult? We'll try to earn your respect. And why not reward us when we do behave maturely? Recently, I wanted to take a train to Portsmouth to see a friend, a journey I'd done with Mom before. My dad was fine with the idea of me going alone, but it took weeks of arguments before Mom agreed. Why was it such a big deal? Parents need to learn to trust teenagers, and when parents are worried about us, there's no point of becoming angry, that just makes things worse. A few months ago, Mom lost her temper when I told my parents I'd been receiving emails from a stranger I'd met in a chat room. She instantly banned me from using the internet, and we ended up having a huge row. But I'm not stupid, most teenagers know talking to strangers online is not a good idea. So I told them that what was happening. I don't want to get abducted just as much as they don't want me to. So why be angry with me, Mom? It makes me not want to confide in you. Surely it's better for me to feel you won't be angry so I can talk to you. Many of my friends feel the same way. They ended up not telling their parents what they're up to because they'll be cross. Everyone I interviewed for my book loved the idea of being really close to their parents. Despite the way we behave, we all want close relationships with our parents. We also all know deep down that our parents usually do know best.